With mandatory evacuations ordered up and down the First Coast, people are being asked to check their evacuation zone. Time is running out to leave, with tropical storm force winds expected in Northeast Florida by Tuesday. So I spoke with St. Johns County's Emergency Management Director, Jeffrey Alexander, about how those zones are determined. If you type in your address, define your evacuation zone, and your county website says you don't have one, it's not a mistake, Alexander says.
You may not be in an evacuation zone. That means that based on the hazards of a hurricane, we don't have a hurricane scenario that's going to cause you to evacuate.
St. Johns County has six evacuation zones, A through F. The zones are figured out using something called a SLOSH model from the National Hurricane Center.
They run tens of thousands of scenarios of hurricanes affecting this county. They tell us where those different models can bring the water. We take the maximum amount of water that can be in an area, and we use it as a dividing line.
And voila, you have a zone. There's also a special zone in St. John's, F, based on a very specific set of factors. So for instance, mandatory evacuations are in effect for zones A and B, but also parts of F, Hastings and Flagler Estates.
The circumstances are there that could cause the same sort of flooding we saw with Irma in those areas, and we want to give them the heads up.
Alexander is urging anyone in a mandatory evacuation zone to leave their home as soon as possible. And for those with no evacuation zone, maybe consider taking in friends or family who do have to evacuate. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.